Welcome to Babies and Bellinis, where we're balancing business, babies, and brunch. I'm Erica.
I'm Kay Alex.
And I'm Casey Renee.
Welcome. Nylons, bitch. Nylons, baby.
I can? Okay.
Take it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shouldn't be.
But that's when they use subliminals.
Hold on. What was this?
But yeah. Wobble was a subliminal. Now they just be like, show your ass, bitch.
But the videos, there were visuals to go along with it. So we had MTV.
Yes.
That was the thing.
We had the box. 99
in the 2000s.
Yes. We should have not been.
That's where I learned how to twerk it.
Right.
What channel? No, that was BET. Tip Drill. It would come on. What was it? After Dark?
BET Uncut.
Yeah, Uncut.
Uncut. That was middle schoolish, right?
Still too young.
It's still too fucking young.
Still too young. Since if I had to wear kitten heels, it was too young.
Bitches was busting it down in middle school.
Yes, they were. And too young.
No tea, no.
I have to admit, I was not one. Thank you.
It was, right. No, I made the cut.
I wasn't in my ministry then.
I definitely, but it happened. Men were definitely busting it down and getting
boys
and shit. Boys. God damn it. They little boys.
Caught in the stairwells and all of that. Do you remember that? It like circulated throughout the whole school.
Stairwell B.
Did y'all people get caught in your school?
Yeah, and that's especially it's always the girl who
she like stairwell sucking dick.
Yeah, you sucking dick.
Oh no,
you sucking dick in the bathroom. In the bathroom.
I don't know who listens now, so I'd be very jolly.
I know,
really
I was about to say something
about one of the girls that got caught, but then I fell.
It was Daddy's little girl, too. I mean, she had a company in her name and shit. Ooh. Yeah, yo. Daddy's little fucking girl. The company was named after her, yo.
Well, we had one girl. We had one girl, and then they said that she had no nipples. Remember that?
He says she ain't had no nipples.
Maybe inverted. Aww.
He ain't got no nipples.
But that's what happened. Dude fell driving the stairwell and then came back and told everybody in social studies she ain't
in middle
no
school
nipples.
It's too hard to come back. Like, it's too early to even have to deal with that and to come back from that.
I was still a tomboy at that time. I didn't even wear skirts or nothing, so I was good.
I'm not ready.
No, like, just no.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
No, you don't know what's going to come hit you.
We're
going to
homeschool. Don't do that.
I don't have the patience for that shit anyway. Mm-hmm. No.
Right.
We just going to teach you some life lessons.
So, but it's cute when it's Mason, but when it flips around.
Who said it was cute when it's Mason?
You said,
doing what?
Like a little girlfriend.
Oh.
I ain't say that was cute.
You backtracked that ass up, and you said she's so cute. And you said she is so cute.
They be going on play
dates. We probably need to rewind that episode because I definitely called her kindergarten thought.
That was at first, but then she retracted it. Remember,
she's a cute little girl. I didn't say what she was doing with all these notes to Mason was cute. Right. It's like 7 or 10 notes that come home a week.
That's a committed relationship.
She's like super
cute.
Might
just be literally friends.
Yeah. Erica's like, No. She's cute and very, very pretty little girl. We got to focus on other things. Mason has the attention span of a squirrel. If you send him a note.
Not hammy.
He's done for the day.
Squirrel.
Remember, over the hedge?
It was over the hedge with hammy. That little hyper ass.
What movie was it, though?
Over the hedge. You're thinking about Up with the dog when he was like,
squirrel. But the actual squirrel
that was going crazy was on Over the Hedge. Mm. Come on, man. You got as many kids as everybody else. You should know these movies.
Sis, Julian takes them to the movie time. That's their whole time. Shit.
Man, what?
Hey.
Mail took kids
to pick up. That dog. Hey,
I wasn't in that picture. I'm the movie taker. I take the kids to the movies. We'd be like, Toy Story 4.
By myself. As a whole family, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, I do it by myself. Come on, let's go to the movies. I'm going to stay home
and clean up. And I deep cleaned the dining room. I felt so bad. I got to put up this video, but they destroyed the gingerbread house. Because it had to go.
I was like, sis,
can't afford to go.
Yeah. But it was so much work. And Ari was on my side. Mommy, that's
3 days of hard work. We're gonna smash it.
But it was so cute because he like threw the kids into it and they took stuff and beat it down.
I was gonna say, Mace probably walking that.
Flying everywhere.
Mace probably came with a bat. I'm ready. Let's get rid of this.
With that dining room sparkling now.
Yeah. Sparkling.
So yeah, it was time well spent. Like I didn't waste it.
No more North Pole.
Yeah, no more North Pole. But it's okay.
Christmas. Did you recycle?
Christmas in June.
Hell yeah,
the magic
key
is.
Yes, we recycle everything.
Some shit you recycle that you don't, you're probably not supposed
to
recycle.
You know damn well you're not supposed
but
to recycle.
Like, Erica was like, well, they'll figure it out. They'll sort it.
They'll sort it.
They will. They'll sort it.
Like, did you know Amazon packages, you're not supposed to recycle those?
Well,
like,
some of them say.
Some of them say you can recycle them, and other ones you have to send them somewhere special or you can't recycle them.
God
and
damn
they
it.
Tell you in the delivery, like, what the recycle method is.
Come on, yo. We're just trying to, come on, yo. You're making it too hard, see? We're lazy Americans.
Yeah, because you got a lot of boxes in your doorway right now.
and I take the time to break down each fucking. I do a whole little sit down and shit. And,
you break down the boxes.
I break down. Julian don't give a fuck. If it was up to him, it'll be in the damn landfill.
You know, Mel be breaking down them boxes. Like, I gotta break the boxes down. I'll be back later. All year.
Yes, thank you.
God. That's crazy. God bless. I just literally keep them whole and be like, here, put this shit in the trash.
See, this is why the
our trash can will fill up with 5 boxes. I'd be like, oh, the recycling bin full. Go
You're
ahead.
Not getting on Mars, the planet Mars, when they open it up, bitch. You are
Did you
not
see my face?
On
I was like,
the
bitch,
planet.
Mars. What?
When you going to sink right with this
when they open it up.
When they open it up. When they release. No, the grand opening.
When Mars opens.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Bitch, I'm on the first. I'm in VIP.
Nah.
On the schedule,
I'll let you test that shit out first. I ain't trying to be on nobody first round anyway. Fuck that. You all
bitch,
at me.
I get first dibs on the land, bitch.
No yachts in Mars. There's no yachts in Mars, sis.
With my water.
You ain't getting first dibs with them water bottles. Not them plastic water bottles.
Oh, yes, don't do that. Sis. Okay, I'm drinking out of water, guys. Okay. All right. I do what I can, God damn it.
Thank you. I thought I was doing something at work when we used to have, we used to have a water club at work. And like, I'm looking at Victor.
Yeah,
he was the head
yo.
Of the water club. We used to have a water club, and I would just like refill
Sounds
my
like
water
the book
bottles.
Club for Aria.
Right? Right.
But how dare you laugh at Aria? You the fucking water club CEO.
You were! But yourself,
nah, niggas wasn't paying him, so he cut that shit off. I would have cut it off too.
Yeah, nah.
You know that's
how
real.
How much was that? How much per?
What'd you
like,
say? It was like 700 to hit your car. Or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you're not gonna work the same hours beside me, and then fucking not and watch me spend my money on you. Yeah, yeah no, hell no.
Yeah, you never about to be the CFO.
So let me ask you a question. What do you do, nigga? Choking, like shit. Didn't pay his water card bill. What you doing?
He dies.
Oh, you ain't shit. Bye.
It's a R.I.P., my nigga.
I take off
you
the cap.
You ain't pay your invoice.
Get that nigga. Here, hand this nigga a cap. Don't step wrong. That shit. Water gonna fall
a
out.
Little cap. A little motherfucking cap.
Get that nigga a cap.
And the water cooler was definitely near his fucking desk.
Yeah, it was.
Like,
it
see
was.
Every time anybody walk up.
He probably started you coughing when somebody walked past
Billy,
his
Billy, is that you? Billy, I've been looking for you.
Hey, Bob.
You should have
didn't pay your bill.
You should have just put like names on there. Or you could have did the kid route. See, this is how you know kids. Where you could have put the pins, the safe, what is it?
The clothes clips.
On paid, not paid. Put everybody's names on the clothespin and then put it down. Not paid. And then you move their name once they paid.
You
have to embarrass adults sometimes. No bullshit.
These adults like children sometimes. But yeah, I was at the water cooler and I was filling it up. And then the guy was like, you know, you should really use aluminum or glass water bottles.
God damn
I'm
it.
Already
I'm
refilling.
I'm refilling. I'm using the. What more do you want from
a
me?
A lot. They want a lot more. That's what it is.
I already use containers. These paper straws until they're already forming like little spots in my fucking drink. I hate fucking paper straws.
I know.
But I hate the
metal straws.
The metal straws. Yeah, I feel like you can't clean them properly.
And
you
they never taste to it too.
A little metallic taste. Yeah.
Even those mules. From out of
yeah,
they
the
have
little,
a
yeah.
I was like,
yeah, the coppery taste.
The cop, when you hit, yeah, that tongue hit the side of that mouth, the cup. Yeah,
right.
I don't
right
know.
The jaw.
Recycle everybody.
Do your part.
We're
for
going
the
down.
Planet.
It's going
do
down.
Your, do planet your part.
Captain, see all the VIPs in Mars.
Nigga, y'all can go. I'll come up there after
I'll be
y'all.
Waving to
look,
you.
After
I'll
y'all done built everything up and it's nice and
the
cozy.
Shuttle, bitch.
You gonna
space
be on
shuttle,
the
bitch. Bye. Bye. You losers.
What's that? Okay,
go down.
Bye. What was that offer?
I'm gonna throw a water bottle at your head, bitch. On the
show. Then you're gonna kick off the ship. You're gonna kick off. You just
we're
let her.
We're not bringing this kick to Mars. We're not doing this floating like shit. God damn
10
it.
Minutes
10
in.
Minutes.
10 minutes in.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I want a water bottle that you still drinking from.
I know.
Okay. So, I mean, you got to finish the water now because now they're starving kids in Africa and you're not drinking the water. So you can't win either way.
Don't you dare.
You can't win.
Get you one of those hydro flasks.
I do have.
And if you don't have it, there's probably some 13-year-old little girl.
I have one. No, Zoe has a couple.
Aria asked me for a hydro flask, and she sent me the link. She said, I want this one. I want this one.
You know, Kaylin's going to walk to, because Kaylin's birthday coming up, she could come in the room, and she was looking at cell phones because she wants one. But you know, it's the least price, because, of course, you buy outright, it's a fucking $1 million in a kidney.
Yeah.
So it said $0 because it was like one of those old, and she was like, look, this don't even cost nothing. We said, sis, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Right. There's a monthly bill. This is the signing fee, which is nothing. They still have tax. They're going to, in 5 months, 6 months, when they're ready, they're going to bill you again.
Right.
I said, no. And broke up. You literally
saw
the
understand. They have to understand.
The bubble burst. And they won't. They won't.
And they just won't.
No, they won't. Because I ain't understand shit till I got my own.
I was going to say until, right. And I think I hit Zoe with that. You'll get it one day. You'll get it one day when you're my age. Like, what the fuck?
When she first started working.
That look, smart ass kids. You know, 50?
Right. I know. Then it's like too late.
Yeah, Carson said, because Power Rangers was on, he going to say, I said, oh, I used to watch this when I was little. He's like, it's that old?
What?
Yeah, yo.
I actually did. We have color TV.
Oh, shit.
Really?
What?
Really?
It's, but you know what, guys? We're there. No, we're not.
No, I'm
there.
Not. Sis, I'm not claiming. No, I'm not. I'm Jesus.
We're
Jesus.
I mean, to them, we're old. We were born in the 1900s. And it's old to them.
Oh, that is
we
crazy.
Have to be adults, guys.
Somebody's got to be.
Recycle that bag when you done. 12 minutes.
No.
Oh,
okay. We're going to pour it up, pour it out.
After the song, ladies. Pour it up, pour it out. I mean, you guys can
help that
with
that.
I mean, y'all can applaud it, but I'm still disappointed that we didn't catch the beat.
We've recorded on the beat before.
I know.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. Who's pouring it up?
Erica Danny. Looking right. Like a Bohemian goddess today. Look at her. She's giving me like poetic Princess justice vibes. At the top. And Nola Darling at the bottom.
Oh yeah. Nola well then that Darling. Goes together.
You giving me real Netflix and chill today. Mm. Did you watch Eat Pray Love yet? Did you watch Eat Pray Love yet?
I didn't.
I told you I was really productive. Vintage. Well, that's your pour out. So I know.
My pour out? Oh. I'm gonna watch it eventually. I am going to
try to buy you time. I know, sis. Right? I really did.
Oh, that was,
I knew what I was doing.
I'm going to pour it up to a sold out event.
Hey, give me some.
Our room service in Rosé.
And she's
event.
Going with it.
I am. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to tie it all in. Our room service and Rosé event sold out. Tickets went up at 12 o'clock, and by 12:03, niggas was like,
is this sold out? No. I just put the tickets up. It's not sold out. What are you talking about?
Right.
And then I went to the website myself, and it said sold out. I was like, oh, shit.
Now, of course, there were discrepancies, if you will. Motherfuckers was holding tickets.
Yeah, so you had an 8-minute time limit to have the ticket in your cart, fill out the form, and then check out. You had 8 minutes. And so at the 12:03 mark, tickets were all claimed for in the cards during the 8 minutes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So technically it was sold out in that you couldn't reserve any more tickets.
Right.
And then as people released the tickets from their cards, then other people were able to go in.
Right.
But either way, we still sold out.
I was like, refresh.
Keep refreshing. But either way, we sold out in under record time, basically.
Shit.
For us.
Right. No,
I think our first event sold out in 3 hours. This one sold out. It was within the hour.
Yeah,
it was within the same hour of posting. But the first sold out notification came in 3 minutes. And I just think that that's a testament to Babies and Bellinis as a brand and us just getting to be our authentic selves.
Yes.
And I think, for me, I'm most grateful for that we don't have to put on like a front. We could just say what we need to say and then keep it moving, and that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And to have a space like that other people appreciate,
I think we'll pull it up to that.
Your titties look good.
What, bitch? Titties. She didn't hear that. We just,
I mean, of course I heard. I got the headphones on.
Well, thank you. I'm grateful for the compliment.
I was looking at her because I was talking, because I like to look at people in the eyes when she was talking. And then I see the crease. I said,
down a little.
Her titties look good today. Yes.
No, but that's dope as fuck.
It is. So thank you to everyone who purchased a ticket, those who are interested, those who said they will be. It was.
This was not no $50 ticket. This was
because it's not no $50 event,
it,
too.
It just is.
So don't come with your $50 weaves either.
No. That ain't on us. $50 weaves be looking good. Yeah. Some people know how to do it, but whatever. we just don't know what we put into our events. You know, we know what you know. It's not we, like you said. Even if it was a 50, right? It's it would never feel like or look like.
That's a song, right?
So it's gonna be dope. So, yeah. But to know that that many people would invest, like in an experience with us is
that means a lot. It really does mean a lot, and we are grateful.
We tried to get y'all edibles, but it was Virginia, and we don't. That's not our jurisdiction. We was gonna make it real.
Bring what you want, though. Bring what you want.
Bring whatever you need to get you where you need to be.
Right.
You ain't got no kids over the weekend. Do what you need to do. We don't judge. Yeah. We'll partake too. Come share with us.
I'm gonna be like, but look. Breakdown.
We got a lot of aunties joining us too.
Yes.
The kid list. And we don't, you know, we don't discriminate, guys. Yeah. I know we are mom focused, if you will, babies, ex-bellinis, but we don't fucking discriminate. Aunties make the world go round. Aunties make the world go round. Okay. We be needing y'all. And y'all can come and turn up with us. So I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely excited. So that's my Florida cop out. But it was a good one.
Thank you.
All right,
what
so
you got, Casey?
I am going to pour it up. I'm going to pour it up to be able and in a position to provide a little extra. Now, when you young and you sleeping in these damn beds, you don't think nothing of these damn beds. These beds are fucking expensive as shit, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Things you do, this is one of the things you do not think about. A toddler bed is really nothing. A toddler bed is like what?
It's like $1.50.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
$99 if you had a coupon for Babies R Us.
Hello. Rest in peace, Babies R Us. I really miss you.
I love you.
But they're nothing. And then a mattress, like, it's literally, I'm not saying it's nothing because to somebody it is something. But
no, I know.
Compared in the grand scheme, when you get older in these beds, so my kids, Carson and Kyrie, they're getting bigger. And I said, okay. It's time for big boy beds. Because at this point, Carson's falling out the toddler bed. Kyrie was 3 still in the crib. Don't judge me. Judge your auntie. But that's just what it was. It was just convenient at the time. And I said, it's time. Them fucking bunk beds was over a G, okay? And I was like, first of all, they're already death-defying. They look death-defying. Kyrie already jumps off of everything.
Death-defying.
So I'm already scared as shit. And we... But to be able to see their faces, they came home from school, they had it all set up, they had brand new matching comforters, Carson at the top, Kyrie at the bottom. And literally sometimes I'm learning as a parent, seeing your children's face is worth more monetary thing than, you know, it's just way more important. Because the fact that they ran and jumped on it and Kyrie tried to run up the steps and Carson was like, no. This is my place. You can't come up here. I mean, all of it, it just really was like, okay, this was worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm getting into a lot of more appreciative moments with them. They're starting to give that age where they're like, oh, I got a surprise. Oh, thank you. You know, instead of like, I bought this and you don't even know you got it. You know, even all the Christmas stuff when they was little and you're like, they don't even know they got it. I'm unwrapping it.
For sure.
So
paper?
Seeing their faces.
Yeah, playing with the boxes and shit.
Oh, boxes and paper.
So to see their eyes just light up in the way they ran in, I'm totally sold. That shit is expensive.
But like, think about.
I got the from Bob's Furniture, the double bunk beds with the drawers. So now they're being funny. They keep hiding shit from us. Like, we'll be like, where is this? And they'll be like, hold on. Is it in it? Here go Carson Smartass. Is it the bottom drawer? Is that the top drawer? You better have me that fucking room. This is not carton number one or carton number two. If you don't give me that, where's the remote? Give me my shit. Get the remote.
Did you get twin and twin or twin and full?
Twin and twin because so.
realistically, the bunk bed is going to come down soon. Yeah. And the two twins, I don't want them to be like, oh, I get the food.
Yeah. So two twins. They come apart.
Yeah, they come apart. That's smart. Yeah, they come apart. And then you can actually take the steps, move them to the wall, and use it as a shelf.
That's
yeah.
dope. So, oh, well, that's dope.
Yeah, Bob so that's that like through. What? Sis.
That's a convertible ass thing.
This
dope.
Was well thought out.
Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm being, so growing up, I had like the real wood.
No, I did too.
Bitch. Yeah, and me and my sister had, it was like a, you know, matching set, if you will, but then like the little nightstand. And it was expensive. I can, like, now as an adult, like you said, like now looking back, yeah. I'm like, my parents spent coins on that shit.
Yeah.
But that also lasted me through high school.
That's what I'm hoping.
Were y'all on twins?
Yeah, I was.
I was on twins. Yeah, so even when I went to college, people were like, oh my God, twin. And I'm like, bitch, is all I had all my life. What y'all talking
about? Since I didn't even get a full until I moved into Riverwalk sophomore year.
Me too.
Sophomore year,
I got a full.
I was, like, and I thought I was doing something huge. You hear me?
I thought it was just me. But my parents were like, bitch, you gonna ride out with the same bedroom? Yeah.
And first of all, like I told y'all, change a fucking fitted sheet on a bunk bed.
That's dead.
I said, Carson, your bed will never be made up. Caitlin got up there though. I literally gave her $2. I walked in. I said, oh, the bed is made up. Caitlin was like, yeah, I went up there and made up. I literally said, get my purse.
Definitely make Aria go up there. Aria, tuck that sheet in for me, please. Go ahead.
That's just scary. I mean, in my mind, I feel like I weigh 500 pounds to a bunk bed. So I'm like,
no, girl.
I'm like, looking like Lil Kim.
Yeah, hold on. Did y'all put that shit together? Or
hell no.
I was going to say, get that professional. Go ahead.
There's been 20 screws left. Cowell screws too. Middle night. Bop, bop, bop. Nigga, what the fuck?
This goes to something, sir.
No, do y'all husbands, boyfriends do that?
Like,
why are these screws here? You didn't go to nothing. They're not important.
Yeah, no, Kyle doesn't.
Stop wiggling apart. This shit.
I couldn't play it with where they sleeping, especially with one being over somebody's head. Yeah. No.
Build ours.
Yeah,
too.
I said,
throw that extra, y'all. Pay that extra.
Like, just good God. So, yes, pour it up to kids smiling for the things that you can do, big or small, you know?
Yes.
Back to K. Alex's point about the whole having a twin bed until high school. I don't think I realized you got it in that after
twin bed. Twin bed twerkers.
I don't think I realized it. Oh my gosh.
Hashtag twin bed twerkers.
Twin bed twerkers.
I don't think I realized until after high school when I had to like start buying stuff for college, like how expensive stuff was. In my room, I had a twin bed. I had two nightstands. I had the long like dresser, the wide dresser, and I had the tall dresser. I'm like, it was a lot of furniture.
No wonder I had to keep this for so long. Yes.
Bedroom suite.
Yes.
That's a suite, bitch. Yeah. Everything was in there. And you know, remember the mirrors to go on top of the lower dresser?
Too. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I had that. What? But yo. Wow.
I already had that.
Our parents loved us.
They did. They really did.
I didn't even have like a headboard, and I had like just the frame with the magic.
Ungrateful as shit. But it's just perspective again, and then you're older, and now you're like, I'm buying this fake wood. Like, this shit
IKEA
is not
shit.
IKEA shit. Like, and it's still adding up, but yeah. Okay, all right. I'm going to pour it up as well. I know.
Do what you need.
I'm doing it. Okay. No. So Zoe's turning 10.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it's just coming with a lot of reflection. And I'm thinking about even myself, just her growth and then my growth as well within this past 10 years. And I'm thinking about myself as a 23-year-old young woman, you know, and just trying to find my footing. And it's just hitting me. And I'm thinking about how I felt when I learned that I was pregnant. It's no secret. If you're, you know, new to the podcast or whatever, go back, first of all, and go ahead and catch up and binge. But Zoe was an unplanned pregnancy. And so I was not happy about it. But I think that later on down the line, I know, there was an experience. My mom had passed away 6 months after Zoe was born. And it was, we were in the bedroom. We were in my mom's bedroom. And Zoe was on the bed playing with socks. And she was, of course, she's not even a toddler at that point. Again, she's just like 6 months. She was sitting up and she's just throwing the socks around. And that moment like gave me so much joy. Like I was like, lit up and just like laughing. And then I like went into tears because I was like, oh my God, like God knew I needed you, you know? So it was just like, thinking about unplanned pregnancies, you know, not necessarily meaning unwanted, you know. So that's like a theme that I think people, it sort of goes unsaid. I think that people are embarrassed to say that, you know, that their child may have been unplanned, but that does not have to be synonymous with unwanted, mm-hmm. you know. So sort of wanted to dive into that a bit with you all, because you know, I know we all, what?
You know what's crazy is when, and I've noticed because I do it myself, so especially when it was unplanned.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We do this. I love my kids, but
because
we know,
gotta,
like, because it's like, we know it's not our plan, but we just feel like we got to like clean it up. Like,
oh, right. I know. Man.
You know what I'm saying? But this is the best, one of the best things that happened, you know? And for some of us, you know, we're, the first was a shocker, but we're all on multiples at this point.
First, right. Second, and third were a shocker for me. All three were shockers.
Did you get here?
You know, so no. How?
Right, talking about how, bitch,
you know how. You know exactly. You was twin bed twerking.
Twerking. Yeah. And so I actually saw, it wasn't a meme, but it was a post. It was an Instagram post with like the little letter board on it from Honestly Mommy, mm-hmm. At Honestly Mommy, and it said unplanned doesn't mean unwanted. And I was like, wow, and it just hit a little bit.
Dogs holler, man.
It's real. But not even, you know, not even in a bad way.
Yeah,
I was
wow,
that was literally sums up my, you know, experience with Zoe, my first pregnancy, and I think just provided just the space that I was in. But then it took me that experience, you know, losing my mom, and then just having that moment of like, aha, like, okay, God knew exactly what I needed, mm-hmm. you know, and that was for me personally. I don't know, you know, how that may resonate with other people, but that's just how that was.
We probably also mm-hmm. felt like a lot of things in our mindset, and I can only talk for our age group, because things are even changing from when we were little compared to when we're older now with these new kids. Like, we would never do half the stuff that these teenagers do. But I'm pretty sure, like I said, our parents would never do half the stuff that we do. So the unplanned, I don't know. But for our age, I feel like that unplanned hit a little harder. I feel like now it's like a little bit more received.
Oh, it's
but
a lot
I
more
feel
received.
Like that unplanned hit hard with us. Like, good God.
It was almost like I felt like I was not supposed to be happy too, you know?
Exactly. But in the grand scheme, though, we had our degrees and everything.
And that's what my mom said. She was like, so you have a degree. Like, but chill out. Calm down. It still hit. Because she had to calm me down. I was like, this is fucking backwards too. But I mean, that's what I thought. But she was like, you're 23. And this is not to judge anybody 16 and pregnant. But this is literally like, she was like, you're 23 with a degree, and your baby father has a degree, and he's a good guy, and it's cool. Like, you'll be all right. This is not ideal, but you're gonna be okay, you know. And I think, but again, I still felt like, I guess, like the unwed situation was just
having
okay,
a child out of wedlock, not meeting all your goals that you thought you would meet by the time you had kids,
right?
Because it hit different now, because now it's just like, even people young who are like trying to get pregnant or know they want to get pregnant young, people's advice to them now is like, all right, so how do you want to do this? You going to have a baby? You want to have a surrogate? You going to adopt? Like, they're like trying to figure out the master plan with them. But with us, it was just like, are you going to put this up for adoption? Are you going, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy how things have just like,
they've changed.
Man, they have changed. What? So I'm just like, I mean, I am glad it changed, because I remember how it feels. And this generation, I don't think anybody really should have to go through that. So the fact that it's more accepted, especially like, you don't have a husband, you don't have a boyfriend, you know, it going through a little bit better. But when you are stuck in that position and you did not plan that shit,
man,
pin on that stick. You think you in a fucking earthquake? Gosh. Your fucking head get the fucking
man.
Nigga, I'm like, I knew it too. Did you know? I knew I was pregnant.
So with Mason, I definitely knew I was pregnant. Like, with Mason, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant. I know this nausea feeling. I am pregnant. And then with Landon, I was on vacation. Jamel and I were like literally on vacation. And I was so tired the whole vacation. He was mad because I was sleeping. I was sexing him. Like nothing was happening. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I'm pregnant. And like we were waiting in the airport and I was eating a croissant. And like I literally almost threw up from this croissant.
Ooh.
And I love it. It was a chocolate croissant from Starbucks. And those were my favorite things to eat. And like I ate it and like I literally almost threw up. I was like, something's wrong. And as soon as I got home, I took a pregnancy test. And it said yes. And I was like, what the fuck?
See, I ain't shit. Because look, with Kyrie, when I found, and I knew, because Kyrie, damn sure I'm playing with, no, y'all already know I was trying to do my trip. I sat in that thing, and I was like, we going out tonight. We went out. I went to, what is it called? Because I always fuck it up. The sushi place. Mm-hmm. I had me a good old sushi roll. Had me some sake. I even think I hit the hookah. I said, okay. Then I would go piss on the stick. Because I already knew. So I was like, I'm just going to enjoy my last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. I'm about to just go for gold.
Alcohol, puss.
We was in Aruba. I was drinking in Aruba. That was when Zika virus was real big.
Oh, Zika.
I got bit by all the mosquitoes. I was like, boy, fine time to be pregnant here, huh? You picked it. So look. God.
Damn. God bless,
yo, but
man.
With Carson, I knew I was pregnant. I knew. And I was out. I knew I wanted kids. We've always told her I knew I wanted kids.
Oh, yeah.
But that
yeah.
shit do. But when you finally see the positive, yeah. it just hit a little different.
It shifts.
Do y'all remember when like your period would be like a little bit late, and then you know you would take a pregnancy test and it would be like negative, or your period would come and you have a little. Man,
like a damn.
You never got that, K. Alex?
No.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm looking stuck as fuck. Like, just what?
So I got it after Carson. Like,
oh, you got it after Carson?
I was like that a little bit, but then when it really happened, I was pissed. So I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah,
like,
I always knew I wanted kids. It always creeped me out.
I always knew. And I was like, okay, maybe this will be the month. Like, in the back of my mind, like, I knew I wasn't ready for kids. I knew I wasn't ready, but it was still like a tiny little letdown.
Yeah, because the way we was doing stuff, like, come on.
Yeah,
like, I got to be pregnant the way you just...
Did y'all keep... Did y'all keep pregnancy tests in the house? This is what fucked Kyle up.
No,
I didn't have to.
I'm talking about the one I pissed on. Yes.
No,
but
so
had him on deck.
So look, that's what fucked Kyle
you
up. Because
I on deck.
I kind of felt, but I wasn't sure. But that fucked Kyle up so bad. He was like, "But after I said I'm pregnant and shit," he's like, "But you just keep pregnancy tests in the bathroom?
Yeah, you just raw dogging niggas out here?"
He was like,
"You think you pregnant?"
He was like, "You just keep pregnancy tests in the bathroom?" And I was like,
"Joint."
Then I had to be like, "No, I just kind of had an inkling, but I didn't want to take it." Like, you know what I'm saying?
You trapped me, bitch.
No,
so you wanted this to happen.
That nigga trapped me.
But no, they the ones that don't be pulling
Hello?
Out. Damn.
Your game weak. Not
Pull
my
out game. Trash.
Trash Man. Ass. That's a Damn. Whole nother. That's a whole nother episode.
That's a whole.
Pull out method. Weak as shit.
Pull out method. We don't know what they feel. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Fuck. Anyway.
We don't.
Right. I mean, you know. Like,
look into my eyes and tell me.
Because to be honest, and now that I'm thinking about it, her little face. That's her orgasm face.
Ass crossed his shit. Anyway.
Yo. Because, I mean, when you just think about it, that's just total side note. I mean, do you want to stop your orgasm? Absolutely not.
Hell no.
Like, yeah, you're right.
Whoa.
You're
right. So I don't know. But. I don't remember where. No, I do remember, but I didn't. What is it back in the day when we had to do research papers and shit in college, and we had to give credit to them? What the fuck?
Thesis statement,
citation.
I didn't cite this reference.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I'll share.
Oh, you about
it
to read?
All you people, I'm about to read. Get ready, y'all ready? Y'all ready?
We just talked about last episode. Everything's cringeworthy. But go ahead.
You do not see.
No, you have to say no.
I need my pointer finger, bitch. Victor got his hand on the buzzer, bitch.
Zoom in.
Let me zoom in. I haven't been drinking. I think I'm okay. Why everybody looking at me?
I'm not. I stopped, sis. I'm looking at the clock. 33:32.
All right, listen. You do not have to view it as a blessing. So this says, I didn't see my unplanned pregnancy as a blessing.
Say that shit to Erica, bro. Accountability this year,
try
sis.
Try again. Go ahead.
This try last...
Oh, try again.
Come on, Leah.
Okay. I didn't see my unplanned pregnancy as a blessing. Not at first. I had to weigh my options. Talk with my partner, like you said, Casey. Decide if it was something I could handle while maintaining my career and other aspects of my life I valued, loved, cherished, and needed and deserved. So that was how I
felt. Good job.
Shut the fuck up.
Applauser. Applauser. Nonsense. I'm going to give you props for props is due.
Let me get my index finger.
Yeah, that joint was pointing like shit.
I that's how I felt. Like, I didn't initially feel like it was a blessing. Like, oh, give
yeah, we
a
didn't
blessing.
See the face value of it. It's a hindsight
and it's like,
thing.
Yeah, but it was hindsight. Like, again, hindsight that moment thing. Was like, aha, like, okay, you know, thank you, God. What, you know, not whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
woo, woo, woo. Thank you, God.
Blah, blah, blah. Say, no.
I see what you did.
But then, I see what you did there. Like, that was big for me. So, but I think people, again, will make you feel like.
So let me ask you this. If Julian had said he didn't want it, would you still feel like unwanted was still like a blessing? Or would you feel like it was one-sided? Because if he said he didn't want it, right. It would make you feel like that would create turmoil in your relationship. So right. Then it's like you two might not be on the same wavelength. So do you feel like a decision between y'all would have made longevity with y'all? Or right. Saying the baby or deciding to go with the baby and not your relationship is more of a planned situation? Does that make sense?
Going with your what? Your,
so say you're like, forget that you don't want it. I'm going to have it anyway. And then now you're single.
What?
How would you feel about that?
Feel about the pregnancy?
Would you feel like it ruined, like it was unplanned, but in the end it ruined what I had?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people feel that. Yeah, a lot of people do that. Yeah, I don't know what, I mean, because that wasn't necessarily the case for me. Because I think we both, I know we were on one accord with that, with keeping and going through with it.
Did you ask?
But.
Did you ask
him?
Yeah,
if he wanted it.
Yeah,
I don't know. No, it was a known thing that he was like, oh, okay, like whatever. And again, well, so he was actually excited.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I share that. Yeah, he was excited, and I was just like, oh,
look, the robbers ain't gonna fit like they used to, boo. Shit.
I think with Ari, I was like, Jamel, I am pregnant. He was like, guess we're having a baby. Yeah. So he was like rather supportive. Like, yeah, he was just like, whatever, we're just gonna go with it. But I think, was it Landon? He was like,
let's sit down right here.
Let's check.
Yeah. And now Landon can't stay out no damn pictures on Mel's.
Right.
See what y'all Negroes do.
It didn't literally, but it hits. It hits.
You know, it does.
That's okay.
It does.
Think about it. This is a serious life change. Like, this is not no play shit.
I'm not trying to be funny, right? Did you read the You Don't Have to Be Excited one, or you only read the one about the blessing?
No, I said blessing. About the blessing.
Because this You Don't Have to Be Excited one is really good, too.
Let's share.
Go ahead. Erica. That's you, sis.
You put that note in there. Okay.
I didn't type this shit. I don't know who I got it.
Look, her pointer finger shaking. Go ahead, Erica.
Right. So this quote was really good. It lines up with what we were just talking about. It says, you don't have to be excited. The initial reaction to your unplanned pregnancy has no bearing on the kind of mother you are going to be. Ooh. Trust me, I was scared, confused, unsure, and almost sad when I found out I was pregnant with my son. Now he is happy, healthy, and thriving. I'm not a bad mom just because my first reaction to pregnancy isn't, hooray! Big life-changing moments deserve and often require a moment of pause, reflection, and even a dash of understandable fear. And this is so
true. But it leads me to ask, if you listen to the... So I was listening. She said he is so happy, healthy, whatever, but how is she?
She means he is in the baby.
The baby?
I know, but how is she?
She's saying she just had to pause. Yeah.
Okay.
Because she said she was scared and confused and unsure and almost sad.
I'm sorry. So this is all from, these two things are from the same article.
Yeah. Okay.
So it goes through the different stages.
It made me feel like, you know how like when I ask, are y'all good? You're good? Are you good? Yeah. It makes me feel like, okay, you had an unwanted pregnancy. I mean, unplanned pregnancy and you did it. But yes, you raised a healthy child and are raising a healthy child, but You still need yourself, sis.
Yeah, just the tone and the context of it. You could tell she's happy.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you can tell. So I'll share it. I have the actual article on my phone. I'll share it, I guess, on our stories.
Okay. We can put it in the show notes.
Yeah, because this is literally, it went through each stages, stage of it for her. Yeah. Like the grief, the disappointment, then the excitement, should I be excited? Then the blessing piece of it all. So I'll share that.
I can't even remember when I got, I can't even remember when I got excited about Carson.
Yeah.
Like, truly excited, like, oh, maybe baby shower? Like, I don't know, because pregnancy was painful, too. So it was like, damn, my business is business or baby right now, which is going to be baby. Me and Kyle literally just got together.
Your business is what?
Because I got the office space right when I found, the same week I found out I was pregnant, I got that office space. So it was like, and Kyle was like, you're not walking to Shaw and Howard by yourself.
Oh yeah,
pregnant.
And you said what is business or baby?
It was my office. Only, yeah, because he was not for. Yeah, he was not letting me do it.
I didn't understand. Okay.
Yeah, so it was that, and then I didn't have a good pregnancy. Like pregnancy wasn't fun for me. So I was like, I'm truly really trying to think of when I was like, oh my gosh, it's coming. I don't.
No. Was it when you felt like the kicks or anything like that, or
that was nice. The flutters.
That's
flutters. I used to call them flutter butt.
Oh yeah, you did.
I used to call Carson Flutter Butt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go home and call him Flutter Butt. I'm gonna go home and call him Flutter Butt now. What the fuck you doing, Flutter Butt?
Like, what?
But and I think what you were trying to say too as well is, and I think we had talked about that, I don't know which episode, but we were just talking about too, like parents not really going after their own dreams and putting that aside. And that's where that resentment will come in usually, where it's like, okay, empty nesters, and then they're looking crazy like, oh, what the fuck did I just do for the past 18 years? My child's off at college and I did nothing to invest in myself, my dreams, my goals, all that. And not that it was ever too late, but it's literally never that moment too late.
And then you got the body resentment too. You know, fuck my whole body up too.
Body coins.
No, that's real though.
Before
you, I used to have. Back in my day, I have said that, so I can't even act like
What did T.I. say? You think I'm bad now? You should have seen me before I had children.
That's what T.I. said?
I'm going to find that T.I. Yes. Wait, you know I'm a T.I.
What would his little linky ass?
I don't fucking know.
He looks 12 or 18. He always looks 12.
That was used to be my bae.
Are you serious? Yeah. That's fair. No, T.I. is attractive.
No, he has a swag. He has a swag. I can't say like he's a damn, look at T.I. He has a swag.
No, he used to have a swag. Now I'm not as attractive. Yeah,
he's almost borderline dog ass nigga, but
that's a conversation for another day. Yeah, he's definitely there. But
look, we're all in agreement on that one.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah,
right. So,
before what were we talking about? You talking about
being excited?
Oh yeah, being excited. So I always go back to Landon because for Aria, we were fine. We were just like, oh, you know, whatever. And then Mason, it was like, shit. All right, cool. Let's just move on and let's go with it. And then Landon. We really didn't want any more kids. And then he just came along and I was like, all right, well, we got to deal with it. You know, not deal with it, but we got to, he's here. He's coming. Whatever.
Right.
It took Mel. It took Mel a longer time to just kind of
process,
adjust to the idea of having another baby.
Yeah.
So for me, I wanted to be excited, but I couldn't be excited in front of him because he wasn't excited.
We better have another baby. We don't do these two.
So I had to go like outside and talk to my friends about, I'm having another baby. You know, he's not excited, but I just need somebody to talk to, because I need to figure out how to process this and be okay and whatever outside of him. And so I was excited. I was just not afraid to be excited, but I felt bad for being excited.
No, that makes
with
sense.
Him just right. because he was not.
That's like when it was like when Aria got all the awards and you were like, I want to be excited. But am I glowing?
It's different.
Oh, girl.
No,
it's
different.
And I'm trying to think on Julian's behalf of like me not being excited, me not wanting to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had told his grandparents
That's crazy.
That. And I'm
so
like,
opposite.
I'm like, yo. And he's like, when are you going to tell? And then my then friend, she was like, sis, when are you going to tell your parents? Like, you're about to start showing. And I was literally like, I think I was almost 20 weeks. So, you know, when your first one, you ain't showing and shit.
No, you don't show for a minute. Second one, bitch, you pregnant. I just peed on the stick an hour ago. I literally just took it out.
I just peed on the stick. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, yeah. And so I felt forced almost to even like tell them.
Because I don't think you even told us. The only reason you told us is because we were around you drinking at homecoming.
Yeah.
That's the only
you were showing at homecoming. You were showing at homecoming.
I didn't know.
I didn't know. It was a few of us that. No, I didn't. We weren't cool. We weren't close like that though.
Yo, I did. Y'all did know at homecoming. Because remember,
you knew. I said, but I think that's what sparked because everybody was drinking. So that's what sparked her to say it.
Casey's not drinking. Yeah. That's a dead giveaway for anybody.
Nigga, what? Sit down, Casey. Let's have a talk.
What's going on here?
I had told, like I said, I talked to my friends, and I told my friend, and we went to my friend's baby shower that same day or week or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when we got to the baby shower, Mel was with me, and then her aunt was like, "Oh my gosh, I hear there's a new addition." And I was like, "Oh shit!" And Mel is standing right there, and he was like, "You told somebody? You telling people? I told you." Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. He was pissed.
Yo.
Telling people.
I know we're not the only people. I mean, it's a. So.
And we're not 30 acting like this. So, I mean.
Yeah.
It's no age to this. I had Kyrie in 30. You had Landon after Kyrie.
Oh, no, you were literally. No, you were not 30.
You were not 30.
You had your 30th birthday. Pregnant.
We were.
Damn, y'all got to redo that.
We were all pregnant.
Sis, what did I do for my 30th?
I'm about to say, tell me what I did. Tell me what I did for my 30th. No.
Bitch, I was in Cuba. Y'all came to my fucking brunch back home pregnant.
Me and her was both pregnant as shit.
So I had gotten pregnant after
that. Yes, your brunch was at a real cute spot. Look, here go my pregnancy with a lot of steps, sis. With a lot of steps.
It was a lot of steps.
Because them just came up. Oh, yeah. It was at the top.
Probably steep as hell.
Yeah. Where was that?
I was pregnant.
Rooftop.
I remember that shit.
Naval something. Maybe.
Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill.
M Street. Yeah, Capitol Hill. M Street, I think.
That was a cute little
Anywho, it was a cute little. I think they actually shot
that. That's when you like the meme with the little red dress.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes. Tell me what I did for my 30th.
You literally it was a dinner. Mel had surprised you.
Oh, at Del Frisco's. I was going to say, who got the good cake? The molten cake or something. Oh, that was so good.
It was good. It was good.
I love him.
I mean, well, that's y'all. But you know what?
I love him.
The good moment. But I mean, and that's y'all's speed. Y'all, you know. What did you do, sis?
Kyle took me to go see Anthony Hamilton and Layla Hathaway.
Well, see, yeah, that's y'all speed though. Yeah, anyway,
I like concerts. I like neo soul, so I was fine.
Yeah.
I went to the, and then came home and went to sleep.
There you go.
Straight the fuck to sleep.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to take you. I said, where are we going for my birthday? He was like, we're going to go see Tommy Davidson. I said, Tommy fucking Davidson? What the fuck? He was like, yeah, he'll be at Constitution Hall. This nigga really drove me to Constitution Hall. I said, nigga, we're not about to go see fucking Tommy Davidson. I don't want, my pregnant ass is out. I don't want to see, I don't think that nigga's funny. And then he was like, I'm just kidding.
Gotcha.
I was like, nigga, I was irate.
Gotcha.
Tommy Davidson. What the fuck do I look like?
I think that we're not the only people. This is what I was going to say. So, I had friends who, it's a lot of had former friends. God damn. This was in the 20s.
Circle of life.
They had gotten pregnant and one wanted kids and one didn't. And this is a whole nother topic, but obviously this wasn't discussed prior to. So, one was, of course, feeling the urgency or even just the want to have kids. Like, okay, we're married. We've been married for 3 years now. Can we go ahead and we've enjoyed ourselves, whatever. And the spouse did not want kids.
But that's, I feel like that's before marriage.
Talk about, that's yeah, what I'm
saying. I feel like that's before that's conversation.
Never conversations to have.
Yeah, when y'all ain't married and shit and life happening, you got to just kind of go with the flow of it.
But isn't that what Jeannie Mai?
Mm-hmm. He changed her.
He changed her mind. He changed his mind. He was like, I want kids now.
But let's be honest, people change. They do. A lot of shit in life. Yeah. Like, it's not, you do not have to be, and as we talked about in one of those episodes, like, you don't have to be gung-ho to one thing that you were gung-ho about 5 years. Shit, yeah. Last week. I don't give a fuck. You can change
my kid will never walk around with a snotty nose.
No, here comes
Snotty Scotty.
Look at Roscoe right there.
Here they come. And you're okay with that now because shit changes. Shit and that's okay.
I used to watch his kids. Now I would never.
Yeah, no. I mean, whatever. You know, no, so her husband ended up wanting kids and that literally, you know, she wasn't there with them. But the couple ended up having multiple kids and they seem happy, you know, but look, shit happens. The conversation has to be put out there, especially if you're in the planning mode, I guess, of things. Like, this was like a oopsie.
Yeah.
And so I was an unplanned.
I was just about to ask that. Were y'all planned?
Like, I think I was.
I was very much planned.
I think I was planned.
Yeah. My mom had tried for 10 or 11 years. She tried to have kids.
Wow.
I mean, you big head ass. Look at you.
She,
she finally had me at like 30 something. How old am I? I'm 33. Yeah, she had me at like 34.
Damn.
Yeah, my mom had me when she was 30. My mom knew, like, yeah. I was pretty much the cutoff. Like, my mom already knew. Like, she was like, I'm about to be done with that. Because my mom, I'm really originally one of four. There's one, there was one between Kelly and David. Mm. And then mom, she said she knew she wanted to go again. So she asked that, I'm playing.
What happened? I'm sorry. Did
she had a miscarriage.
Oh, I missed that part. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
between Kelly and David, she had a miscarriage. Okay. So it was supposed to be four of us. And then she had David, and she was like, I want to go. My mom, but you know, my mom was a teacher. She loves kids. She teaches kindergarten, yeah, like, she daycares. Yeah. That's her. That's her juice.
That's why we need Gladys on the podcast.
No.
You would have been. Gladys is coming on the podcast.
Gladys coming on the podcast. We're going to do a poll.
I was about to say.
You want Gladys on the podcast?
Right, get Gladys ready Grannies for the podcast, and y'all. Grannies and babies. That was so you were the miracle baby, and then your sister came.
And then my sister came along. So no, and then my father was like, let's try again for a boy. And I was like, no, shut it down. She had her tubes tied and burnt.
Oh, shit.
Not burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, she had them burnt. They burnt.
She had them burnt. Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Do they still? No.
They don't burn them now because some people want to untie them. But didn't one of our friends get her tubes tied?
Because you can undo it. Then you untie because later on you want to wear one more. Shit changes.
That's a good preventative.
Never. Huh?
I said that's a good preventative though. Because I'm ready to take this fucking IUD out. Yeah.
Why? To have more kids?
Huh? No.
Oh, you just don't want the extra hormones.
Just not have it in me. Yeah. Because yeah. The older you get, like, I'm starting to have more worries about different things. It's just like,
yeah, like long-term effects.
Yeah, right. Any added thing. Because you keep it there for 5 fucking years.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what, after 5 years, I'm going to do? Put it in again? No, nigga, like, things have to... We got to be strategic now at this point.
This is true.
Yeah.
Because I got 2 years
this life left. Shit is real. Yeah, 2 years. Oh. So I'm going to say 2 years of life, sis. Where you going? Where you good?
Nah, this is year three. Dance. However, Carson, Kyrie no, yeah. is. Yeah. No, February is year three.
Yeah. Mm. No, yeah, for sure.
That's a long time to have shit in.
Yes. Too much going on. Well, any champagne notes?
Catch me off guard. Huh?
Catch me.
I don't know if anybody sent us anything.
Well, I think that the few that we have, I think they could be like whole ass episodes.
Ooh, y'all sent any details?
I don't want to slight the notes based on our time. Victor, we're gonna have a timer go off this time.
I know. Oh, a couple of people, literally two, but that's one too many, complains about your timer.
Ooh, don't do it. Your timer.
Don't do it, Victor.
Plus Victor. On the story, somebody said, plus Victor. Yeah, Victor.
What?
On the stories. When, she's excited.
You don't explain shit well. I'm just going to say it.
I know.
I have to probe you and prompt you, damn it.
I'm sorry.
Speechologist had his
Maybe
one.
I would benefit from video.
God damn it.
I think my face is shit.
I don't know what you mean, though, but people don't know what you mean. Someone posted a meme. Someone posted a story
and they added us and they said that they love what Babies and Bellinis is doing. Babies and Bellinis plus Victor is doing for the DMV area. We that made us all feel really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know who you are.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're just going to save it.
Yeah, we'll save it. We'll save this note.
Look at y'all. We're about to give y'all an episode to get out the car on time to get into work.
Yes. Like, y'all about to get to work one time. Under an hour.
Look at that. Don't get
used to it. I mean, we just going to do this for now.
I mean, but let's talk about it in the comments, though. Were your pregnancies unplanned? And honestly, were your pregnancies unwanted?
Yeah.
Like, have you had some unwanteds with your unplanned? Or were all your kids planned? Were you perfect Patty? Planned it out to the T? I don't know. Just talk. We want to talk to y'all.
Must be nice. Unplanned.
You planned Xander, didn't you?
No.
Then weren't you trying?
Missouri was planned.
Oh, you playing Missouri. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in Jamaica.
See, if I could do it my way, my kids would just be starting now.
Literally after the wedding. Mm-hmm. Literally honeymoon
wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
That's fair.
that's
fair.
It's unplanned versus unwanted versus unloved. And guess what? That none of that has
to do.
It doesn't. Listen.
Some people have that resentment towards their kids.
They do. So like I told y'all, there's a whole thing of I had the babies and I'm not feeling that feeling of, you know, oh wow, life changing event, and this is my whole heart, and my heart is walking around outside of my body.
I could be doing this right now.
And I mean, we all have those feelings. I think I don't know.
There's a whole Carson's toy in my hand. Damn you!
God damn you! I love you. and then bring it in for a kiss.
Carson, I found your toy at Auntie's house.
Don't you,
you know
mommy?
You ready to get home. I'm ready to go home. He's going to be so excited. See? I found his toy. Exactly. I already text Cal. I say, look what I found.
Yeah, I saw you take a picture. I saw you. Oh, she pressed.
See, look, the baby loves his shoes. Even though he was unplanned, he is wanted.
I was unplanned, but I am I'm very much so wanted.
Look, oh God, no.
If I see a baby with that onesie on,
that is horrible.
Smacking your mother.
Yeah, let's talk about it, y'all. Come over to the page. Yes. And until then, let's keep the drinks flowing and the conversations going over at Baby's Ex Bellini's.
Bye. Cheers. So did y'all enjoy today's episode?
Share with a friend and make sure you're subscribed.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.